This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour Monday on the air with the DJV program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We're grabbing not at straws. Well, if we are grabbing at straws, they're the permanent. What are the new straws? They're made out of wood, right? Or plastic? Well, not
bamboo.
Plastic, but bamboo
have
straws.
Bamboo. I have straws made from seaweed that are awesome.
Use them more than once. Really?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I mean, they're meant to disappear eventually, so they're not like a paper straw that gets soggy pretty quickly. They stay pretty firm like a plastic straw for a while, but you can definitely reuse them.
I see one of the ads on TV I saw this weekend was Kevin O'Leary promoting something that he's gotten through Shark Tank, and he looked absolutely ridiculous selling it, whatever it was. It was just silly. Silly, silly, silly. All right, Jennifer Horn, what do we have with the new reports of the PPP money being distributed fairly? So would we get from that there are people criticizing the way the economic recovery funds have been handled heretofore? I know I got a few complaints. I look and see who got the money.
Exactly, it's like you knew exactly where I was going. So today marks the first day that the SBA program goes back into gear number two, right? So the payment protection plan is what we're talking about, the PPP. It's a loan that you apply for through the SBA, and then the SBA pays back a portion of that loan if you keep people on your payroll, if you pay for rent and utilities to keep yourself open during the time of coronavirus. So, again, it ran out of money the first time around. Today will be the first day that they start doling out money. And to make it more fair this time, they're going to assign each bank a certain number of dollars, essentially, to spread out as part of the program. So that's going to be a little different this time around. They're also saying that big businesses have to watch out because they're not going to be part of this. Remember, it was Shake Shack and Ruth's Chris and Harvard that were trying to get money out of this program. That's not the case. This is for small businesses, although they consider a small business to be under 500 employees. The truth is, if you haven't already applied and if you're not on a waiting list, then... Yeah, you're probably not going to get a bit of this money because they say it's going to be gone by in a week's time once they start doling it out.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about how we're in dealing with all of this stuff, the pieces of the pie, like states reopening and what that will do. The unemployment rate is at 30% now. Could it go down? Could it be cut in half? We had, remember, unemployment, the numbers that they give you are based on people filing claims. So it's always half. The government numbers are half of what the reality is because people run out of the ability to get money and they just are unemployed, period, end of story. So if they said it was 2%, it was actually 4%. But that's as, I can't remember it being any better in my lifetime. So now we've gone from 2% or 4%, whichever number you want to believe, to 30%. Does that mean it's 60% unemployment in some areas of this country? Yes. You were saying Los Angeles had an unemployment rate of 60% now.
60% in L.A. County, which is hugely disturbing. It should
Because everybody's shut down. All of the businesses, it's a company town.
That means that people aren't making their health care premiums. That means that the hospitals are in trouble. People aren't going to have discretionary income when things are opening up. People are going to be saving differently. Their habits are going to be different. Restaurants, businesses, retail. This is so bad. And
what's the number if people, putting the foot to the fire, if you will, when I don't know if there's an answer to this, but could we guess that if businesses go back into business, that the jobless rate will go down maybe from 30% to 15% or 12%? Or is that a realistic?
I don't think anybody knows right now, and I think that that's why states are starting to reopen, even when it feels like it's a little nerve-wracking to do it. Look, I know people don't believe things when President Trump says them, but when Andrew Cuomo says them, then all of a sudden it's real.
Well,
and he was talking this weekend about how people are killing themselves, they're turning to drugs and alcohol. The number of people who are taking their stress out on either them on their bodies, essentially.
Yeah.
This is a problem that has many tentacles. In any case, there are a lot of states that are going to be opening up their economies this week already. Georgia did some of that last week. Some of the southern states, Texas, Louisiana, South Carolina, were all part of that. Now, starting this week, Colorado, Minnesota, and Montana will start to ease social distancing and stay-at-home restrictions. Iowa is going to allow elective surgeries to resume and farmers markets to reopen starting today.
Yeah, good.
Tennessee restaurants can welcome some customers, and they're actually doing a patio thing, which I think is really smart. And retail stores will reopen on Wednesday in Tennessee. Texas, Michigan, Georgia, and Alaska have already allowed non-essential businesses to reopen. And in most of these states, the openings come with restrictions. That's limited capacity, social distancing, face masks or gloves. But they are going against the current model, which says that businesses shouldn't think of reopening till May 1st. So in one way, they're ahead. And another way, they're following those social distance guidelines.
Well, there are a number of circumstances depending on the state. Massachusetts is the epicenter of the worst part of this at the moment. And if you look at the numbers, more people have it here than in California. More people in Massachusetts, because it is a biotech state, is a scientific state, and there was a huge conference here about 2.5-3 months ago, maybe it was earlier than that. The Biogen people who were headquartered here had a big conference and occupied the largest hotel in Framingham. There were, I don't know, 1,200 people that were there. Came from all over the country, and there were people that had the virus and didn't know it. So when all these people went all the rest around the country, that's what spread it a lot. And then there were people from other countries too. There were Chinese representatives. They wouldn't be surprised if they were the ones that brought the coronavirus into the hotel's pretty much been shut down because they had to clean it, and you know the reputation that it had. Well, I'm not staying there. It's a Sheraton, but, you know, so it doesn't make any difference. People don't want to go to the hotel where that convention was held. So you look around at some of the things that are happening and where they're going on. Will this contact tracing program work? You were mentioning that earlier, Victoria.
Well, they're putting a lot of hope on it, yeah. In New York, especially because, you know, when they traced that first cluster in Westchester, in New Rochelle, which is about 15 miles north of the city, they traced it back to one guy. And so they were able to lock down that whole community and flatten that curve very quickly. So they're hoping that if someone tests positive, then, like, for my in-laws, for example, they all have it. They've tested positive twice. So they have it, and they know. So you go back in. So his grandmother got it. She hadn't left the house in months. So we know that one of the three, if not all three, other people living in the house brought it to her. So they trace it back to, okay, where does my mother-in-law work? Where does my sister-in-law work? Where does my father-in-law work? And then they trace it that way, and then they know who has had contact with people who have tested positive. So testing is, and, you know, Dr. Fauci has said this, and I know that, you know, you're not a fan of his right now. I don't know why we have to talk about that. But Governor Cuomo has been saying from the beginning, tracing where everyone has been and testing is the number one way and the fastest way that we're going to get people back to work.
Yep. Well,
one of the warnings that come along with that, though, remember after 9/11 when we started the Patriot Act, everybody got spied on, and now it's just common knowledge that everybody's listening to our phone conversations at all times, right?
We've taken it in stride, yeah, right.
If you think that's bad, wait till we start doing this. Now, I understand why people are suggesting we do, but just to, again, it's always a reminder to think about the liberties that you're giving up in an effort to try to keep yourself safe.
It's an iffy situation. And so if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. I noticed that in L.A., Jennifer, a bunch of businesses actually have refused to close, and they've been fined, or are they getting, the people running the stores getting arrested?
Prosecuted.
What are they?
Yeah, they're getting prosecuted. Yeah. And, you know, I take issue with this a lot because I actually had someone on from the mayor's office, from the city attorney's office, actually, more specifically, who was saying they're going after these businesses and what other choice do they have if they won't follow the rules. And so I just asked a simple question, are you arresting homeless people? And the guy was like, well, I'd probably have to check. And I said, well, they're breaking rules. They're out on the streets. There's an executive order that you're supposed to stay home. And if you're out, you're supposed to mask. But you're not arresting those people. And the problem is, for asking one group of people to follow the rules, everybody needs to be following the rules. And that's not happening.
But what are they going to do with a bunch of homeless people? If they're going to have
they're
to release
them. Motels. They're putting them in motels is what they're doing.
But I mean, if you're arresting them on the streets, you're gonna have to release them. You can't. That's a violation of their constitutional rights. They can't be held. So
well, it's a violation of the. That's my point. It's a violation of the Constitution to prevent people from doing business. There's no. There. Everything about this is unconstitutional, and I think most people. And when we look back at this in history, we're going to say, "Whoa! What did we allow?" The government to do
America
this is not
a set
Democrat
up to
or
do
Republican
this.
Thing. Absolutely
yeah.
right.
America is not set up to
I
do this.
I get to buy a gun if I want to, but yet I can't in L.A. County because they've closed everything down. So it's all about the tier of who's being allowed to do what and why it's not being at least dished out fairly.
All right, Philip Kahn, 103 years old, has passed away. His brother, Samuel, his twin brother, also has died. Samuel Kahn died as an infant during the Spanish flu in 1919. It started the fall of 18, went through the spring of 19. Mr. Kahn died over the weekend of the coronavirus, the age of 103. So his twin died during the first round of this sort of thing back in 1918, 1919, and he died because of this. He was a healthy person, so his grandsons said. But he was a decorated World War II veteran. He lived in Westbury, New York. But, 103, God love him. He lived that long. And I don't tell you the story because of that. I tell you the story because his brother, his twin, died when he was just months old of the first round of flu, Spanish flu, in 1918. Pretty amazing kind of how that stuff happens. Jennifer, one thing here about Nancy Pelosi quoting the Gospel of Matthew in calling for the release of these prisoners. What did she use from the Bible?
Well, she was just
quoting what prisoners?
Federal prisoners.
She wants to get out of prison because of coronavirus. It's just, to me, it's more of the same. She was out there quoting stuff this weekend. She was on the Sunday show saying that it's immoral for us to hold these people in prison. And I say, you're holding Americans in prison every single day. Do you question your morality about that? It doesn't make sense.
These are illegals that are in jail, you mean, being held?
These are people who are being, she wants to have released early from their sentences because of coronavirus.
Oh. Well, if they didn't get put away for anything serious and
they're
within 90 days.
Well, New York is doing that too. New Jersey's doing that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
They're letting murderers go in California.
No,
so,
that's
great. But they are letting people who have,
how the hell do these people even under, how do these people get these, how do you get to think like that? And why is it that everybody has rolled into California?
When we say murderers, are they people who are at the end of their sentence? Because that's what it is in New York. Because Governor Cuomo was asked about that. He said, I'm not letting murderers out. He said, these are people who were tried and convicted and served their time. They would be getting out in 90 days anyway.
In California, it's a mixed bag. In fact, a judge has had to file injunctions against some of the people they're letting out.
Great. All right, let's get our mind off of that and on to what is going on with you as far as your zing-zang, your up-and-down health, and you're feeling good one day, not so good the next day? Well, have you taken a look in the mirror, or have you stood on the scale? Got a problem with your weight? If you got a problem with your weight, you're going to have a problem with the coronavirus, because that's what it looks for. People are out of shape, in bad health, and most of the people who are dying from the coronavirus, you know, frankly, are people who are obese, have health problems. 78% of the people dying have health conditions related to weight issues. The folks at Calditrin are here to help you out. And between now and the end of the month, you can go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and you can buy three at the regular price, and one bottle is good for a month. three free. Any number over three, you can get double it up. Stay on the program 6 months. Lose the weight guaranteed the natural way at toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I always tell you, when we're listening to this tune, it has the best intro of any rock and roll record ever recorded. Phil, how'd you go back to the beginning of this so you can start it?
Everybody
this
knows
one
it.
Of those things.
It's not like no one's heard it.
I know, I like it, though. So
you do this every time we play this
song. I know,
I
do, because I like it. Makes me feel like I'm up and at 'em, if you know what I mean. All right, so anyway, in the Stones department, there's a new BBC radio interview in which Jagger weighs in on the comments made by McCartney on Howard Stern's show about the long Stones versus Beatles debate. Stern said he would take the Beatles over the Stones as the biggest band in history, and McCartney agreed with him, and so would I. Calling McCartney a sweetheart and initially declining to take the bait, Mick then explained why the Stones are superior. Of course he did. The big difference, he said, is, and sort of slightly seriously, is the Stones have been a big concert band in other decades and other eras when the Beatles did not do arena tours. Well, they're not in existence anymore. And I guess there's something to be said for that. He says they broke up before the business started getting big, the touring business for real. But it didn't start till the end of the 60s, really. The first tour like that for us was 69. And that was real sound, your own sound systems, your own stage surface. Touring that around America, going to hockey and basketball arenas, looking all the same size. So the business started in 69. Beatles never experienced that. He also added he did attend a great gig the Beatles did in New York Shea Stadium in 1965. One band is unbelievably, luckily, still playing in stadiums, and then the other band doesn't exist. So, there you
I
go.
See his point, because the Stones have broken every possible record for touring, you know?
Yep.
And I don't know if the Beatles would have done that. Maybe they would. Maybe they would have broken up anyway and wouldn't want to do that.
Right.
The Stones, like, that's their thing. You know, 20 tractor trailers in a row on the road going around cities.
Bringing
maybe the Beatles
stuff
never
around.
Would have wanted that.
Yeah, right. But the Beatles have sold more songs than the Rolling Stones have. So anyway, next up, Live Nation has amended their ticket refund policy, Victoria. They've got a lot of criticism over their refund policy, which is apt and just. Live Nation amended their plan for concert cancellations or postponements because of the coronavirus. Under the new policy dubbed the Ticket Relief Plan. Do we have any music for this?
Yeah, Taylor Swift and Bon Jovi are listed here, Bill.
Okay. Ticket holders whose concerts have been canceled will automatically get a refund if the canceled show is scheduled to take place at a Live Nation-owned venue. The ticket holder could instead exchange their refund for 150% credit. Huh. That sounds like it's new, right? Used toward a future ticket. That's 150. Is that something new, Victoria? It sounds
new
to me.
This is brand new. This is what they've come up with because they don't want people to take the money out of their account.
Yeah,
so if
right,
you spend $200 on tickets, you get a $300 credit that you can use for a different show, which if you know that you're a concert person and you know that you're going to go to a concert when it's rescheduled, or just in general if you have the money that you don't need right now, then it's a great option because you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. But, you know, at the same time, the reason that Bon Jovi and Taylor Swift refunded their shows and canceled them is because they know a lot of people need grocery money right now.
Yep,
so
that's
having
for
a $300 credit to Ticketmaster or Live Nation doesn't really help that many people. If you can do it, then that's great. You know, if you can take advantage of keeping the credit there, then that's a good deal for you.
Yep. Live Nation says they're going to donate tickets to healthcare workers to spare the gift of life with those working on the front line. Through the Hero Nation program, they say they will donate one ticket for every ticket you originally purchased. For postponed gigs, tickets automatically be transferred to the new makeup date, although ticket holders will have a 30-day window after the new date is announced to opt for a refund. In the amended policy, biggest change from its preceding policy is if the postponed concert isn't rescheduled within 60 days of the postponement, then the 30-day window for refunds will open up to ticket holders. You know, it's kind of confusing. Anyway, Taylor Swift and Bon Jovi are among the artists to refund or offer a ticket exchange following their tour plans for this year. So that's the update on how you get your money back or plan for the next stage, if you will, the next stage you go visiting. 28 after the hour.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia's the latest state that's going to be reopening some businesses as restaurants today can reopen their dining areas as long as they adhere to nearly 40 specific guidelines. One example, just 10 customers allowed for every 500 square feet of space. Brian Kemp, the governor, opened other businesses on Friday from bowling alleys to salons and gyms. New coronavirus cases have been slowing in that state. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government is doing everything it can to help the economy recover.
We are putting in an unprecedented amount of fiscal relief into the economy. You're seeing trillions of dollars that's making its way into the economy, and I think this is going to have a significant impact.
Mnuchin saying yesterday he expects the economy to be running again by June or July. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A Republican senator is now apologizing after wearing a controversial mask. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
A Michigan state lawmaker reversing track now, apologizing after wearing a face mask that many felt resembled a Confederate flag during a vote on Friday. Republican Dale Zorn took to social media yesterday to issue the apology. He denied any connection between the mask and the Confederate flag, saying that it was a mask that was made by his wife. His apology, though, has been met with a lot of scorn online, as a Change.org petition has begun demanding his resignation. And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook has introduced a new video call system that will allow users and non-users alike to take part in group video chats with up to 50 people. The social media company calls the new service Messenger Rooms. Users can create or join video chat rooms from their smartphones or desktops. Those who create a room can choose who can see it, who can join, and can lock a room to prevent others from joining. Facebook said it's also planning to add ways to create rooms in Instagram Direct, WhatsApp, and Portal. Also, users with the Messenger app can incorporate augmented reality effects such as 360 backgrounds, mood lighting, and bunny ear filters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
ASUS Doc.
Turning four after the hour on the Monday, April 27th, DJV get together. Victoria Keelan and I now focusing on food news. The front page of the New York Times yesterday, Victoria, carried a story that basically was a reprint of a letter that came from the chairman of Tyson Foods, John Tyson, who said that we have a real problem as pork, beef, and chicken plants are being forced to close. We all know what happened to the Smithfield plant in North Dakota. The chicken plants that Tyson's running have been closed. Beef producers have been closed because of the virus, people that are working at the plant getting it. As a result of that, there will be a limited supply of our products available in grocery stores pretty soon until the facilities can be reopened. So basically what he's saying is the food supply chain is breaking down. And that
great. Now everyone's going to start hoarding meat. What has over the last week and a half, people have been afraid of that because, you know, toilet paper and then hand sanitizer and then frozen pizza and now meat will be the next thing that gets hoarded.
Yep. There's an article in Time magazine this week one of the spokespersons for the USDA talking about what they have to do, what's the priority, feeding America or keeping America safe, which seems to be kind of a stupid way of looking at this.
Can't you do one or the other? Yeah.
Both. Yeah, hello.
I mean, hello, we all need to eat and we all need to be safe.
You're going to be dead if you don't have malnutrition.
Everyone needs.
Good God, what a stupid thing to say. Unbelievable. Anyway, well, the USDA is not run by a bunch of bright lights. As a farmer, I can tell you that from firsthand experience. So anyway, other food news. New research revealing 86% of Americans find cooking is a turn-on. Now, would you describe it that way, Victoria, when you're cooking dinner for Lewis?
No, if someone else can cook for you, if your partner can cook, it's a turn on. So if someone 80, which I totally believe this. So I think guys all like it if their girl is a good cook. And I've often had, Lewis tell his guy friends, oh my God, Victoria's such a great cook. It's so nice. And I love it. He's learning to cook. And under this quarantine, he's made some omelets for me, which I had breakfast in bed yesterday, which was very nice.
Ah.
And then he's cooked some dinners, and he really is enjoying learning how to cook because without having to commute to New York every day, he has more time. So, yeah, I definitely agree with this. I think it's very attractive if a guy can cook, for sure.
When it comes to settling down, according to the survey, finding a partner who can cook was a top priority for 2 out of 3 people who responded. And 4 in 5 folks who are married or in a relationship say they are still quite impressed when their partner cooks them a nice meal. 2 in 3 Americans polled agreed that they would be more likely to go on a first date with somebody if they mentioned they were a good cook.
See, that's a good one. In the dating profile, mention that you like to cook, especially if you're a guy. Women will definitely flock to that.
So how do you suppose I get to attract a woman with my cooking?
Oh, man. Don't ever. That's false advertising if you tell someone that you're a good cook. Because we know you probably get salmonella once a month from yourself. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
One in 3 Americans have actually tried to pass off store-bought food as their own cooking in an attempt to impress a date. I remember the only time I ever did that was once after Meredith and I had a hiatus, and I wanted her to think, wow, this is pretty special. So I went and bought, you're going to laugh at this. I bought all the fixins and brought them home, and then just to be safe, I went to a special place, and I got the special fixings that were already prepared, and you just stick them in the oven. And I can't remember which one survived, but I know one of them burnt up, and the other one didn't. This was quite a while ago, but that's the only time I ever tried that.
Did she catch on that you didn't make it?
Oh, she didn't care. We laughed about it, but it wasn't the most important thing about it. It was one of those things that I tried. I've never been one. For me, food is something you need to have. It's not something I'm not a great, I've been to some wonderful restaurants in my life and appreciate a really good meal. But I don't.
But you don't. You don't like the dining experience.
Nah.
That's what Jen's always saying. That you finish your meal faster than everybody else, and you're like, all right, see you later, and you like leave the table. So you obviously did not grow up with a. I think it has a lot to do with how you're raised. Like if you eat dinner around the table with your family, and dinners were long and involved.
That.
Yeah.
No, not much of that.
But some people can acquire that that love of that experience. It's nice.
Okay. I remember that.
Well, I think you're past the point now. It's going to work for you.
Thanks for the optimism. Chick-fil-A is going to start selling bottles of their sauce. I thought this was the secret recipe. Why are they selling
the sauce?
Well,
I've only been to Chick-fil-A one time, and it happened to be recently. And and I didn't know that there's like a whole system with the sauces. And they asked me what sauce I wanted, and I was so confused. And someone behind me was like, there was a long line. So the woman behind me was like, you got to pick your sauce, honey. And like she was like telling me what to do. And it was very confusing. But apparently those sauces are something.
Pick your sauce, honey? Make it with you. Pick your
sauce.
Well,
she was anxious to get her food.
I'm sure she was.
She was large and in charge, and she did not like that I was taking my time.
Yeah.
But, so I guess now they're going to bottle it and sell it at the restaurants or wherever they are. But people go nuts for them. It's crazy
stuff. Yep. Coming up in a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Lawrence Gordon are going to explain how telemedicine works in the new age. Right now, focus on your vitamin D quotient. Vitamin D supports overall good health, healthy immune system. So why are so many of us vitamin D deficient? No reason for that. And now, along comes Advanced Vitamin D from Purity. Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3 plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. Best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for $19.95. Call 800-484-5947. You get free shipping, too, plus a bottle of ultra-pure fish oil. That's 800-484-5947. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D. Call 800-484-5947 for your starter bottle.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the regular, one of our regular doctors on the DJV program, with Dr. Lawrence Gordon. Dr. Gordon founded WRS Health to give doctors like himself and Ken more control over their practices and actually their lives, especially right now with all of the huzzarai of the coronavirus. He's the chief software architect as well as the CEO of WRS Health, practicing head neck surgeon, I never can pronounce this. Otolaryngology. Pronounce it for me, Dr. Gordon, will you?
You got it. Otolaryngology. Your nose is throat.
Okay. Yeah. You're a nose and throat guy. Okay. So, but Ken is a big advocate of telemedicine as well. He's using it in his practice at his clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology. You're using it. So let's, between the two of you, I want you both to talk about how this works, where you apply it, how do doctors get into it. So why don't you start, Dr. Lawrence?
Well, telemedicine's pretty much just like a video conference call, like FaceTime or Zoom. The only real technical difference is the security, privacy, encryption that some of the platforms have. And I think, Doug, your point, how do you apply it, is really at the essence of it, because where it's used and how it can be used depends on the situation. With the current crisis, of course, it's become a necessity rather than just an adjunct. And I think now the whole paradigm has changed. It'll continue. But that question is really the essence of its utility, its value.
So, Ken, explain or tell Dr. Lawrence how you're using it. Because, as I said, Ken's a big advocate of it. How does it work for you in your practice?
Hi, Dr. Lawrence. Ken Kronhaus. I noticed Doug told me you're out of the University of Pennsylvania. I was a medical student there. I don't know if our paths crossed, but class of 1982. But anyway, I had not used telehealth until Corona as a cardiologist, but I've become addicted to it, and I just hope they don't take it away from us.
Oh, I agree. I'm not only a practicing ear, nose, and throat surgeon, but WRS Health is essentially the software platform and back office services company. And within a week with the crisis, we really had to deploy thousands of providers, hundreds of practices up and using telemedicine. And I guess this crisis engendered a lot of collegiality and appreciation and really a paradigm change with how we think about communicating with our patients. So I feel the same way. I speak with patients daily, and although we miss a few things by lack of presence, you're an experienced physician as I am back then, because you know which ones need to come in and need to be seen. And the ones that are remote, that are your patients, it really provides a great tool.
And amazingly, it goes against all of our decades of teaching. You shake hands with the patient, you put your hands on them, you examine them, that you can't really make any decisions without seeing them face to face. And so many of those teachings that we have grown up with have now gone away.
Right. So, Dr. Lawrence, where do you find a good doctor, somebody like Ken? Is there someplace online you can search for good telemedicine doctors, those who practice this?
Well, you know, now I think a good telemedicine doctor is really your doctor, which is the great thing about it, that most physicians didn't go through the rigors of having to set this up, and this crisis basically made that happen. So, the rules of finding a good doctor, somebody who will listen, create context and meaning, that's a good telemedicine doctor. It's just a tool for that doctor. And I think there's a little bit of a difference when we use the term telemedicine. Some are networks where essentially they're doctor-in-the-boxes that you can contact whenever you feel like you need to contact a doctor, but that's not someone you may have a relationship with, who knows you, and I think that's a completely different experience.
All right, so I need to ask on behalf of the listeners, the people who are used to a physical, I want to see the doctor, I want him to touch me. How do you get a good physical exam? How does that doctor determine what really is wrong with you, and how do they prescribe? We got a minute or so left here. How do you do this way?
Well, in a minute, let me just say, in the past 2 to 3 weeks, I've had several encounters, and let me give one that crystallizes it. There was a young man, 21 years old. He came back from college with a enlarging left neck mass, and Dr. Ken will say, well, I'm concerned about lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and that's what they were concerned about as well. He had no other symptoms, and they were worried that they wouldn't be able to see me until after the crisis. I, of course, had them come in, and what was a neck mass was now soft, and it ended up being mono Epstein-Barr virus rather than lymphoma. In the end, your physician will know when to bring you in.
It's up to, okay. That's what it is, the medication, how you do it. It's up to the individual doctors. What a fabulous way to get into something brand new, and maybe a trend, Ken. We talked about that. Maybe this is part of how things, we're going to change a lot as we go ahead. I'm sure that's what's going to come out of this. And in terms of medicine, here's a way maybe we can get away from the problems of just having a doctor look at us for 5 minutes and say, okay, take this pill and call me in the morning. Dr. Lawrence, congratulations. Dr. Gordon, thanks for being here and finding the time. WRS Health, is there a website people can go to kind of get from head to toe on this?
Well, WRSHealth.com, we've prominently placed the telemedicine content and white papers on the website, WRSHealth.com, easily accessible.
WRSHealth.com. Ken, you'll remember that. I'll remember it. Dr. Lawrence Gordon, thank you very much for being here as we continue to find ways to navigate the realities of our world at the moment. Thanks very much.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Not too much recognizable here, but we do know the movie from which this theme surfaced. It's the theme from Scarface, the Al Pacino movie, one of the many movies for which he has received accolades. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man of movie moments. So is Scarface, in your mind, you're a movie guy, expert, what is the most important movie Al Pacino has ever done? What was the best movie he's ever done? Does he still have it? All that good stuff, Chuck. What do you think?
Well, he turned 80 years old over the weekend. Hard to believe Al Pacino's 80 years old. 61 acting credits. You would think it'd be a little bit more than 61, but he's made a lot of iconic films. I think his stuff in the 70s is his best easily. Godfather 1 and 2, Serpico, and Dog Day Afternoon. And then he started to go a little bit over the top. Scarface is a huge film in terms of cult following. He did that in 1983. Won an Oscar for Scent of the Woman. To say he was over the top in that film would be an understatement. I love him in Donnie Brasco with Johnny Depp. I think that's a great movie. Carlito's Way has grown on me over the years. I like that film. But boy, I never thought he'd turn up in an Adam Sandler movie playing himself in Jack and Jill. Talk about, it's hard to believe when you watch him in that, saying, is this the same guy who did Godfather 1 and 2? But he's had a great career. He's currently on a streaming show called Hunters on, I believe, Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's good,
really
about the Nazi
good.
Hunters.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, buzz. But there's a lot of those Nazi hunter things around now. You notice? Yeah. Just all over the place. You know, the Nazis were bad, but how many times can you tell the same story? I guess.
Remember that film in the, I think in the early, was it late 70s, early 80s, Boys from Brazil with,
Gregory Peck.
Really? Gregory Peck. Yeah, it was awesome.
That was amazing.
Lawrence
that
Olivier.
Was an amazing movie. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting movie.
The AMC movie theater chain speaking out about reopening their theaters. I drove by the big AMC multiplex here in my hometown yesterday, and I felt sad. Because you look in the parking lot, empty, building obviously closed, all the lights are out, nobody's home, and this is a big, 500-600 theaters around the country, the biggest one in the country, I think. So they say they're not going to reopen its locations until movie studios have major blockbusters to release. So what's
and that? That won't be, and the truth is, it's not going to be until the New York City and the Los Angeles market is open. They're not going to release their major products, studios, unless those two markets are open.
They
so
said
that is problematic.
The next major film on the schedule was Christopher Nolan and the Tenet. Movie Tenet. What is that about? I don't know that movie. What's that
Chris, it's sort of a complex plot line. The trailer is very interesting. Chris Nolan directed the Batman trilogy with Christian Bale and Inception. He's a really good, unique, visionary director. It's a big budget film. It's I think the production value budget is like $250 million. That's a gamble in itself for, I think, Warner Brothers releasing that film, being the first to get out of the gate. But having said that, it could be a big built-up anticipation of people wanting to go back to movie theaters.
That, I want to go.
That is in July. But, there's really no product in the marketplace for the major chains to open. And as we talked about on the show on Friday, you will have, when that movie opens, you probably have that on 6 of the 10 screens, because they're going to, you know, at that point, there could be still social distancing. So if they have, you know, 40 or 50% capacity at tops, they have to space people out, and there'll be high demand for the first couple weeks. So they'll play it in most of the theaters, the majority of the theaters, which will be an interesting model. To say the least at that point.
Well, what else is interesting is the way that, like, CBS Next, they started promoting last night on their Sunday night shows that apparently have come to the end of the season. They're starting next Sunday with the ABC movie, the CBS movie of the week. And it's going to be, I think it's one of the Indiana Jones movies, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. They're going to do Raiders of the Lost Ark, and a week later they're going to do Forrest Gump and Titanic's going to play on Sunday night movie, and then another Indiana Jones film.
So they do this until they have product. They've got other stuff, but the good thing about CBS is they have that CBS network, the offline, what do they call it, CBS something or other.
CBS All Access.
Yeah, right. And they'll be dumping stuff from there onto TV as well. And they did last year with
they'll figure it out.
Fight. It was good. Yeah, right. All right, Chucker, there's some good information for us to think about. Chuck Curry is the movie man here on Movie Moments. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.